Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
There's been a lot of reporting lately regarding the immigration issue and the separation of children from their undocumented parents, or those posing as their parents who illegally enter our country. Granted, the visual of such a thing is unsettling, but parents made a conscious choice to break our laws and attempt illegal entry rather than to go to a port of entry and seek lawful entry. So I wanted to recognize those each year who do just that, seek legal entry. These people have gone through the process, which can take a few years on average, to become naturalized citizens, maintaining jobs, going to school, raising families, and doing the work required to become United States citizens. If you check the United States Citizen and Immigration Services website, you will find that between the years 2001 and 2016, on average, 750,000 to 1 million people were granted naturalized citizenship each of those years. So in that 15-year period of time, approximately 11 million immigrants became citizens afforded the same constitutional rights as those born in this country. Those who have gone through the process will tell you that it is a lengthy process, but they will also state that it was well worth it and are proud to pledge allegiance to their new country, the United States of America. But these people are often overlooked in this immigration debate. Instead, our news agencies, politicians, and pundits want to divert our attention to the illegal immigrant issue due to the passion it creates in those who would be sympathetic to the plight of those caught up in the immigration battle. It seems as though those attempting illegal entry have become pawns and are being used for a means that may not always be clear to the average citizen. It is unfortunate and frustrating to see such families separated, but again, doesn't our sovereignty as a nation mean something? Would we allow someone we do not know enter our homes and take advantage of all we have? I don't think so. The issue needs to be resolved by an act of Congress, the body of our government responsible for making the laws. In the past, presidents have dealt with such things through executive orders, which can be rescinded by the next president who takes office. Congress has refused to deal with the immigration issue, which places those who enter illegally in jeopardy. This issue should have been resolved long ago by those we voted into office, our representatives. It is a systemic problem, our lack of action by Congress. They would rather fight over the minutiae along party lines rather than come together and solve the immigration issue. Both parties, Republicans and Democrats, are culpable and need to learn the art of compromise, which seems to elude them at every turn. I, for one, want to see a comprehensive, lasting fix to the immigration problem and believe Congress needs to act and not leave it up to another executive order by this or future presidents. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.